Gentlemen, I'll entertain a motion to come out of executive session.
Make a motion to come out of executive session into regular session.
I'll second it.
Motion by Mr. Duke, second by Mr. Jones, for Sussex County Council to come out of executive session and back into regular session. Questions, Mr. Cole?
Yes.
Mr. Phillips?
Yes.
Mr. Jones?
Yes.
Mr. Dukes?
Yes.
What is yours? Approval of minutes, June the 6th, that you have before you, in printed form.
So moved, Mr. President.
Second.
Motion by Mr. Jones, second by Mr. Phillips to approve the Sussex County Council June 6th meetings as in printed form. Questions, Mr. Cole?
Yes.
Mr. Phillips?
Yes.
Mr. Jones?
Yes.
Mr. Dukes?
Yes.
What is yours? June the 13th minutes. June the 13th minutes as in printed form before you.
Quite lengthy. Quite lengthy.
That was very lengthy.
So moved, Mr. President.
No corrections?
Not yet. Motion by Mr. Jones, second by Mr. Phillips to approve the lengthy minutes of June the 13th as in printed form. Questions, Mr. Cole?
Yes.
Mr. Phillips?
Yes.
Mr. Jones?
Yes.
Mr. Dukes?
Yes.
What is yours? Reading correspondence, Mr. Griffin.
There's several items of correspondence. First, a letter from the City of Seaford thanking council for the assistance provided by county personnel during the torrential rains and flooding that occurred June 25th. And in particular, they mention Gary Hall, who is a county employee. And they also mentioned three Vactor truck operators. Next, a letter from the Delaware Diamonds 14 and under fast pitch softball team thanking council for a donation to their program. A letter from the Cape and Lopin School District thanking council for supporting the Milton Elementary School Odyssey of the Mind team who traveled to the World Finals at Iowa State University. Next, a letter from the New Century Club in Milford thanking council, I believe, Councilman Jones and County Council for a contribution to them. Lastly, a letter from Helen Williams, President of the Friends of the Georgetown Public Library, thanking council for a donation to their building fund. That's all the correspondence.
Okay, with that, we'll move forward to Center of the Inland Bays, the Shellfish Gardening Program Grant. Good evening, gentlemen. State your names for the record.
Hi, I'm Richard Akel.
I'm EJ Kalabala.
Thank you. EJ is going to give you a quick presentation on the gardening program, but I would like Mr. Stickles to join us down here for a minute, if you would please, sir. As a result of his position, Mr. Stickles has been on the board of directors for the Center of Inland Bays, I think ever since the center has been in existence. And Bob, you've been a great support to us and a great help to us. And we have an award called Friends of the Bays for the Center of Inland Bays. And I'd like to read what this says. Friends of the Bay Center for the Inland Bays recognizes Robert Stickles for services to our board and continued dedication to improve Delaware's Inland Bays, July 18, 2006. Bob, thank you very much
thank
for all
you.
Your.
You want to come around front?
Photo hug.
You know, he's only got a couple more months of picture taking.
This is the most expensive clock I've ever owned. David, do you have a check?
Yeah. I'll have to give a good.
They don't usually let me give money out.
Yeah, that's right.
But I would like to present to you a check in the amount of $10,000. And EJ will explain what
you're
going to use it
for. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Thank you for and gentlemen, thank you very much for the check, and thank you for allowing us the time to be here tonight. Thank you.
You're welcome. EJ, go ahead.
Thank you, Council. Again, my name is EJ Kalabala. I'm going to talk to you today about oyster gardening in the Delaware's three inland bays. It is initiated during the summer of 2003. It's a cooperative effort between the Delaware Center for the Inland Bays, the Delaware Sea Grant Marine Advisory Program, and citizen volunteers that more or less have waterfront property or live on Deadland Lagoon that can do this for us, raise oysters. What we do is give them a tailor float. It's a 3 foot by 2 foot PVC float with a basket in it. They hang that off their dock for a matter of 5 months between July and November. We get our oysters from University of Maryland at Horn Point. They're only about 10 millimeters in size, about the size of your pinky finger or a pinky nail. We give them to the gardeners, and they raise them in a matter of 5 months up to an inch or an inch and a half. We've noticed everywhere in the three inland bays, especially the Denon Lagoons, that they grow very well. They're growing to an inch, like I say, inch and a half, some inch and three quarters. So we can't stress enough how important it is for those guys, the volunteers, to raise the oysters for us. What they do is the oysters are up in the water column where there's plenty of food to eat, plenty of water flow. The gardeners, they keep the oyster spat clean and protected from predators. And where the oyster spat goes, when they after the end of the year, we take it, we put it on our reef at the James Farm. We have a quarter acre oyster reef there in Indian River Bay. And this year we're looking at, and we also did last year, looking at putting oysters and clams into Little Hasselman Bay. We're trying to restore the, as you all know, the dwindling population of oysters and clams in inland bays. So that's basically it. But what we use the money for are money for the tailor float, money for the baskets. Disease testing is fairly pricey, and oysters from Horn Point. I can take any questions right now, but that's basically
the... Do you see Mr. Cole running around down there much trying to get those things?
No, I go out at night.
Oh.
I go out at night, and I don't have any lights on my boat.
There's a little bit of theft here and there on our reef, but we pretty much keep it
at low tide.
In order.
At low tide, yeah. That's good, George. A lot less raking that way.
Keep moving.
No, I know the site. I can see the site, and it is a very large site, and I've seen them go out there. These guys go out there and pull it. They pull out a lot of oysters. Mm-hmm.
With the oysters being replenished, certainly the water quality must be better.
Yes, an adult oyster can filter up to 50 gallons per day, so it's really quite substantial what the oyster population can do. So what we hope is to just put the inland bays back, on the map with having oysters, and work mostly with the oysters, with a little bit of clams, put it back on the map, and hopefully someday get a good population in our bays and people harvest them and just more water quality.
Are these gardeners allowed to eat some of their oysters?
No, we have to make them sign a release to not eat.
And you count
those.
Every oyster?
No, I can't do that, but...
gotcha. I volunteer.
Anyway, thanks again to the county for the support.
Thank you.
Yep, thank you.
With that, we'll move on to VFW Post 7234 of Ocean View. Are they with us, Mr. Stiggles? VFW Post. Yeah,
come on down there, George.
Come on up front.
He's getting ready.
Yeah.
Getting his suit on.
Gentlemen, my name is George Ritchie. I'm the one that asked for your contribution last year. I represent the VFW, Veterans of Foreign Wars. I'm past commander of my post 7234 in Ocean View 4 times, and I just finished 0203 state commander, and I'm now commander of the district, which takes in everything from Milton across to Greenwood South, and it's all you guys' district. I got 9 posts under my thumb now instead of troubles instead of just one. But I'm very active in the membership program of my post. We're losing so many, we're trying to stay 100%. So our voting power in Congress stays up there. Because our guys in Congress have to fight every year for all of our entitlements. And as you all know, you are into politics. In my opinion, what's a politician like better than money? How many votes you got? So our membership is our vote. And like I say, every year our men in Washington fight for everything that the VFW and our veterans ask. Not only that, they're fighting for new, better equipment and everything for the guys in there now. The second thing that I'm really here for is the uplink program. It's a free phone card program by the VFW, and nobody cuts a pot is the reason I'm involved. If I had somebody that was cutting 50-60% of what we collect, George wouldn't be there. But it's not that way. The volunteers collect the money from people like you and an audience, everybody. We ship it to Kansas City to the lady chairman, Linda Ferguson, and her crew buy the tickets, the cards, and we distribute them. So actual operating expenses, the only thing that comes out of it, the rest of it is all phone cards. And these guys and girls really appreciate these phone cards. We have so many letters of thank you. Of course, I issue them here in Ellesmere to a hospital too. They're domestic cards. They call anywhere in the States, but the ones we issue overseas are international. They ain't call home. We issue a lot of them at the airports when the outfit's going away. And that way, when they get there, they call home and say hello to mama. But I really wanted to thank you guys for what you did, and I don't know who could accept this. Mr. Sickles is manager. By the way,
I am the only member up here who is a member of the
is that right?
VFW, and I'm also a member of Vietnam Veterans.
Well,
I was winning when I was in Vietnam.
All right.
We got enough advertisement in there.
I was in from 1943 to 1945.
Okay.
I'm 10 cans here.
All right. How about this?
Can't do much about that.
She got a new camera. She wanted to try them both.
Okay. Can you get phone calls on that?
I'll have to powder his forehead so it's not so shiny.
All right, last but not least, I want to present them with a plaque. The plaque reads, Sussex County Council, in recognition of your generous support of the VFW Uplink Program, free phone calls for our troops, 0506.
Hang that right under that mic right over there.
Thank you.
Thank
and
you.
I want to congratulate you. You've done a heck of a job.
Thank
in my
you.
25 years I've been in Delaware.
Thank you very much.
And here, there's a card. Thank you, card.
Thank you.
Thank you, gentlemen. Thank ladies, you. Really appreciate it. And I hope you don't forget us maybe this year. It's an ongoing program. You know, there's just as many over there right now as there was last year. And we hope there'll be less next, but...
That's a good thing about a veteran. You didn't even have to give him money tonight.
He was asking for it. Okay. Thank you, Mr. Ritchie.
Thank you, everybody.
This time we'll go into old business, revisit.